we're very much looking forward to it now, and we've been training hard all year and over the last couple of weeks since the league. So all's going well and looking forward to the game.
Yeah, and you're coming into it on the back of a good league campaign.
Yeah, we've got a lot of confidence from the league campaign, getting promoted back to Division 1. It's a huge positive for us, and so we'll bring that confidence hopefully with us into Ballybuffet.
Yeah, obviously there was a bit of a disappointment in the league final.
Oh yes, definitely. We were going to win silverware, but that's the way it goes. We were bitterly disappointed not to get the win, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
Lessons learned from that game, do you think?
Oh yeah. Every game we learn from, and we look back and see where things went wrong, and that's what we've done from that Roscommon game, and hopefully improve on them the next game.
Obviously missing one of your big men as well, so that's been a bit of a downer.
Yes, Dara is a huge loss to any team. So the Donegal game will probably just be maybe a couple of 2 weeks or 3 weeks too soon for him. Yeah, so that's a pity.
In terms of championship football, obviously going away to a venue like Ballybuffet, it's more daunting than a task than if you were playing at home.
Yeah, maybe so. I haven't played up in Ballybuffet in a championship game, so I'm kind of not 100% sure what to expect. But by all accounts, it's a very tough place to go, and I suppose Donegal's record would show that it's a tough place to go.
How is Donegal rated in Cavan? What's the opinion of them?
Donegal are rated very highly. I suppose last year in Division 1 they beat us convincingly, so we know they're a very good team, and they're a young team, and they're probably building probably for the future now as well, and they'd be regarded very highly in Cavan, and I suppose they're probably a bit I don't know if they're overly disappointed with getting relegated. I suppose they were a bit unlucky to get relegated from from Division 1. Very unlucky, actually, in that final few minutes against Mayo. So, you know, Donegal are a very good team, and everyone in Cavan knows that.
In relation to Cavan, when is the patience going to run out then on this team? There was so much expectation with so much under 21 success.
I don't know. Hopefully, we can get some really positive results very soon. I suppose it is time we started going places with the success we have had at under 21 level over the recent years. So I suppose it is about time we started.
But Ballybuffet without Darragh McVitie's a tall order.
Oh, it is, yeah. As I said before, Dara would be a big loss to any team. We have lots of other very good players, and other players maybe that people mightn't know of as much, like they'll all need a step up in Ballybuffet.